Section 2, Social Change. As you read, look for the social changes that occurred after World War II and vocabulary terms, suburbs and baby boomer. Oklahomans joined millions of other Americans in shouting for joy when excited radio announcers said, "We interrupt this program to tell you the war is over." Church and school bells were rung, car horns were honked, people hugged strangers, shouted, danced, and sang. The revelry went on for hours. World War II created tremendous social change in America. Many people returned to their homes, but others found new homes in different parts of the country and the world. Whether they were in the military or civilians, many people saw places and met people they would not otherwise have seen and met. New skills were learned, and new technology was developed. At the same time, a national movement was just beginning to extend full civil rights to African Americans. That movement brought challenges to Oklahoma's segregation laws. Post-war society. Life on the farm would never be the same. Oklahoma's population in 1940 was 2,336,434, which was about 60,000 less than in 1930. 72% of Oklahomans lived in rural areas. When the 1950 census numbers came out, Oklahoma's population had decreased even more to 2,233,351. And for the first time, the majority of the population, 51%, lived in urban areas. People found jobs in urban areas with steady hours and incomes and conveniences that had not yet come to many rural areas. Their livelihood in town didn't depend on the weather to the extent that it did on a farm. Tractors and new machinery meant that farms needed fewer people to run them. Before the war was over, President Roosevelt signed the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, better known as the GI Bill of Rights. The GI Bill provided veterans with funds for education and training, home, farm, or business loans, unemployment pay, and job search assistance. About 8 million veterans took advantage of the education program. Barracks from military bases were often moved to colleges to house students. About 5,000 residents formed Veterans Village, a community with a mayor, grocery store, and fire station at Oklahoma State University. The urban growth demanded new houses. Developers built entire blocks of houses at a time on the edge of cities, and the American phenomenon of suburbs was born. The Spartan Aircraft Company in Tulsa, owned by billionaire J. Paul Getty, produced airplanes and parts during the war. With the housing shortage after the war, Spartan turned to building travel trailers using an aircraft design. The mobile homes provided fast and inexpensive housing throughout the country. The number of children born in post-war America created a tremendous increase in population that continues to impact our country today. Between 1946 and 1964, about 78 million children were born in the United States, and 963,272 were born in Oklahoma. As the baby boomers have progressed through the years, their impact has been reflected in the stages of life, from baby products to educational institutions, to jobs and retirement. School enrollment, kindergarten through 12th grade in Oklahoma, swelled to a high of 629,000 in 1970 due to the baby boomers. Although the state population was growing, the number of school districts declined. In 1914, when schools were within walking distance of every student, Oklahoma had 5,889 school districts. Many smaller schools consolidated, joined together into one school, because of a decreasing rural population, improved transportation, and efforts to cut expenses. Between 1947 and 1965, almost 3,300 schools were annexed or consolidated. By 1967, the state had 1,160 districts. The number of school districts dropped to 615 by 1987 and to 524 in 2011. Schools are often the center of small towns, and closing a school greatly affects a community. Sometimes it is the final blow to a dwindling town. Several major medical breakthroughs improved the quality of life in America. The production of penicillin, called a medical miracle, was increased in the early 1940s to treat wounded soldiers for the biggest wartime killer, infection. Jonas Salk discovered a vaccine for polio, a dreaded disease that left thousands of people, often children, dead, paralyzed, or crippled. 20,000 cases of polio were reported in the United States in 1952, and many parents refused to let their children go to movies or to public swimming pools for fear of catching the disease. Eradication of smallpox was begun in the late 1950s. Oklahoma joined the effort to improve health care, and the Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation was founded in 1950. Popular entertainment. Just as radio had impacted an earlier generation, television moved into the mainstream of American life in the 1950s. Discoveries that led to television date from the late 1800s, but further 20th century advancements were interrupted by World War II. After the war, production resumed, and by 1954, half of American households had a black and white television. That number jumped to 90% by 1962. Oklahoma City's WKY-TV, Channel 4, began broadcasting in June 1949. Tulsa's KOTV, Channel 6, was on the air in October 1949. WKY began broadcasting 15 hours a week, but expanded to 40 hours in 1950. Oklahoma was the first state to provide by law a statewide educational television network in 1953. KETA Channel 13 began operating in Oklahoma City in 1956. In Tulsa, it was KOED Channel 11. Popular music was changed forever when a new style of music called rock and roll began to emerge in the 1950s. The new music style was gaining popularity when Elvis Presley's records hit the airwaves in the mid-1950s. One of Presley's early hits, Heartbreak Hotel, was co-written by May Boren Axton, the daughter of an Oklahoma tenant farmer. In the early 1970s, Presley recorded Never Been to Spain, written by Axton's son, Hoyt, who was also a well-known musician. The invention of the pocket-sized transistor radio in the 1950s coincided with the new rock and roll music. The first transistor radios, priced at $50, were too expensive for many people, but by the 1960s, the price had dropped and teenagers were in control of their music. Oklahoma City's KOMA radio station switched to a rock and roll format in the late 1950s. With its powerful 50,000-watt signal, it could be heard throughout the western United States during the overnight hours. Oil man Thomas Gilcrease opened a gallery for his art collection on his Tulsa estate in 1949. Today, over 10,000 paintings, drawings, prints, and sculptures are showcased in the world-class Gilcrease Museum. An idea to honor Western heritage resulted in establishing the Cowboy Hall of Fame in 1955 in Oklahoma City. Nine galleries and other features provide a spectacular view of our heritage in what is now called the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. Legends were being created on the baseball fields with Commerce's Mickey Mantle, Bethany's Allie Reynolds, and Warren Spahn, the left-handed pitcher with a great winning record. National dynasties were built in Oklahoma college-level sports. Henry Ibas basketball teams at Oklahoma State University won national championships in 1945 and 1946. Football coach Bud Wilkinson established unprecedented streaks of 21 and 47 wins between 1948 and 1958 at the University of Oklahoma. Prosperity. In 1956, the Federal Aid Highway Act established an interstate highway system that crisscrossed America. The highway system connected major American cities, and it also provided long stretches of pavement that could be used for emergency landing strips in the event of another war. Nationally, the system has 46,508 miles of highways, 932 of which are in Oklahoma. Our state had already begun its own road improvement project with the opening of the Turner Turnpike in 1953. The era of economic prosperity created more leisure time. Drive-in movie theaters popped up around the state and nation. The popularity of automobiles also led to a new restaurant concept of eating in the car and being served by a car hop. One of the first drive-in restaurants got its start in Shawnee as the Top Hat, but the name was soon changed to Sonic. The name reflected the space age that was just beginning. Amusement parks and state parks also boomed in the 1950s. Frontier City, Spring Lake, and Wedgewood amusement parks opened in Oklahoma City, while Skyline and Bells entertained Tulsans. 30 new state parks were added in the 1950s and 1960s as leisure time and attendance increased. Another boom was seen in the area of building dams and lakes for flood control, drinking water reservoirs, irrigation, and recreation. An early dam was built at Lake Lugert in southwestern Oklahoma in 1927. A new dam was built at Lake Lugert in 1947. Oklahoma's largest lake, Eufaula, is the result of Eufaula Dam, on which construction began in 1956. The first flood prevention dam on the Washita River was built at Cloud Creek in Washita County in 1948, an event that was attended by 10,000 people. The Pensacola Dam, built in 1940, was Oklahoma's first hydroelectric dam. It also created the Great Lake of the Cherokees. Wicked weather threatened some of this prosperity. Both the 1940s and 1950s had record-setting weather, but the 1940s generally saw more rainfall. Drought returned to the state in the 1950s, with 1950 to 1956 recorded as the driest 7-year period in the century. The average annual rainfall during that period was only 28.51 inches. Heavy rain and flooding in 1957 ended the drought. Tornadoes were responsible for many deaths and a great deal of property damage. In the 1940s, tornadoes killed at least 322 people in Pryor, Oklahoma City, Okfuskee County, Antlers, Muskogee, Lena, and Woodward. The April 9, 1947 F5 tornado in Woodward still stands as the deadliest in the state. In the latter half of the 1950s, several large tornado outbreaks also occurred. A major step in weather forecasting was taken in 1948. On March 25, 1948, Air Force Captain Robert C. Miller and Major Ernest J. Fallbush correctly predicted that the conditions in the atmosphere indicated that a tornado could develop at Tinker Air Force Base. A tornado roared through Tinker that evening, but the early warning prevented anyone from being killed. Most Oklahoma earthquakes are small and go unnoticed. Four of our strongest earthquakes ever measured occurred in the 1950s and 60s, from 4.0 to 5.5 magnitude. The first documented earthquake was in 1882. The strongest earthquake ever recorded occurred November 6, 2011. segregation laws challenged. After World War II, voices in the black community began to be raised over segregation. The first challenges came at the higher education level. In January 1946, Ada Lois Sipual of Chickasha, a black honor graduate of Langston University, applied for admission to the University of Oklahoma School of Law. Due to state segregation laws, Sipual was denied admission to the law school and she started legal action. Thurgood Marshall, later a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, assisted Sipual and her attorney, Amos T. Hall. Although defeated in lower courts, the case was taken to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ordered the state to provide an equal education for blacks. A Langston University School of Law was set up at the state capitol, but Sipual refused to enroll in the makeshift school. Legal efforts continued, and in 1950, the Supreme Court ruled in Sipual v. Board of Regents of the University of Oklahoma that black students must be permitted to attend previously white schools. In 1948, George W. McLaurin was admitted to the OU Graduate School, but he was required to sit in a small side room during class lectures. McLaurin sued the Oklahoma Board of Regents, and in 1950, the Supreme Court ruled in McLaurin v. Oklahoma Board of Regents for Higher Education that black students must be treated the same as white students and that the schools could not be segregated. In 1949, Nancy Randolph Davis was allowed to enroll in summer classes at Oklahoma A&M College, even though it was illegal for blacks and whites to be in the same classroom. Davis was relegated to the back of the room and to a hallway until other students demanded she be treated equally. It's your turn. Number 1. What was the effect of the GI Bill? Number 2. What was the first television station in Oklahoma? Number 3. Why did Ada Lois Sipual take Oklahoma to court in 1946?